Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here at the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception, if you still have one. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. So our guest medium tonight on the show is Catherine Nadal, and she'll be joining us in just a minute. But first, I have some quick updates. On Saturday, October 8th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our Visionary Explorers Group. The Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support group, counseling, or a therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be members of the Forever Family Foundation, and the group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want more information about that, you can email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. And next up, we have on November 2nd at 9 p.m., a webinar entitled Unlock Your Intuitive Mind, Break Through Your Grief Barriers. In this webinar, you'll activate your intuitive mind or your right brain and learn how to tap into your higher consciousness and innate spirituality to gain the wisdom necessary to help you take the specific steps to help you process your grief. By tapping into the collective consciousness, you'll learn how to access the messages of your loved ones you want to know further ease your grieving process. The methodology you'll learn is based on a Nobel Prize-winning discovery in science. William Donias learned a version of this methodology in therapy nearly two decades ago and has used it to become a more creative problem solver, as well as to help him work through the grieving process over the loss of close family members over the past decades. Simon & Schuster published his New York Times bestselling book, Thought Revolution, How to Unlock Your Inner Genius, in 2014. Donias teaches his personal development workshops at Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California, and other places around the world, and as a frequent speaker at conferences. And on a personal note, I actually had a chance to talk to William Donias. He's actually a very, very smart person. So get on that webinar. He does really cool work. And lastly, we are actually doing, once again, as always, our 2022 Holidays Past Medium Raffle on December 23rd at 5 p.m. will be the drawing, Eastern Time. And get your tickets now, as many as you can, because you can win up to as many as five medium readings. You heard that correctly, five. And the participating mediums this year are all Forever Family certified, and they're Joe Scheel, Lynn LeClaire, Angelina Diana, our guest tonight, Kathy Nadal, and Tracy Lee Nash. And if you want more information about us, please visit us on our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so we'll be opening our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So I just want to introduce our guest real quick. Our guest medium tonight is Catherine Nadal, and she began communicating with spirit at the age of nine. Catherine is trained at the Arthur Findlay College in England, and she's not only one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she is also clairvoyant and specializes in coffee readings, which you can see a sample of on her website. Catherine remains active in the U.S. military, and she also participates in events for wounded veterans. And she is the author of the book, Seeing More Than Clouds in Your Coffee, Stories of a Psychic Medium in New York City. And I'm always, always, always happy to have her back on the show. So, hey, Kathy, welcome.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on again.
Of course, of course. I'm so excited. We had such a good time last time. I'm happy you're back.
Yeah, thank you. I know. I'm happy to report that I retired last June, 2021.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. Finally, after 30 years.
Oh, congratulations. I got to take that out of your bio then. So I'll put retired military. That's very cool. 30 years is a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really, really an experience of a lifetime.
Oh, I bet. And did you ever travel for the military?
I did. Yeah. I was deployed in Iraq for a year.
Oh,
I was
wow.
I was a medical advisor to the Iraqi army. So I did a lot of convoys, air and ground. And then in 2012, I went over to Jordan and we trained the Jordanian army, actually, which was a specialty of ours, which was military decision making, which is like critical thinking and planning for advanced leaders in the Jordanian army. So that was really quite an experience. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was actually winter time for them.
Right.
And it was
so cold. Very cold. Well, I didn't know that about you. That's so cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love that. Awesome. Well, so we have some time to chat and maybe I'll chew your ear off another time about the military stuff. but so you were actually, everyone listening doesn't know this, but you were supposed to be my guest next month. And I had a really cool question for the theme for October, because you know, it's Halloween and everything. And I'm
yes.
sure, but I'll ask you now since I was saying it. So obviously as mediums, the second people find out we're mediums, they always want to know like what's like the spookiest thing that happened or like the most uncanny thing. So do you have an example or two of stuff that's happened, not so much during a reading, but like, I don't know, you went to an old hotel and you saw like a ghost or something, or has anything like that ever happened to you?
Well, yeah, a few different things have happened. One of the main things, I mentioned this many times, I mentioned it in my book, Seeing More Than Clouds in Your Coffee, but also my upcoming book. I've done a lot of work at The Chance, which is a rock and roll club in Poughkeepsie, New York. And the owners, actually, Carolyn and Frank, they passed away, sadly, last year. But they had me in there to do a lot of work for a reality TV show that they were filming. And it was amazing, the amount of spirit activity that they have in their basement. And a lot of it was validated to one point that I kept saying that there was like a brick wall in the basement. And I kept saying there's a wall behind the wall. And one of the bouncers actually took out a sledgehammer and opened up the wall. And there was a corridor. And the director was so enthralled with this that he and Frank went down to the city of Poughkeepsie and found out that many years ago, that corridor went down to like a mental health hospital at one point in time. So they were thinking like it could have been like a portal, but the energy in that basement was amazing. And the club is still open. They're still running the club, even though Carolyn and Frank are passed. But when you're there, especially people like me, you could really feel the history and you can really feel like spirits in that club. And there's been so many famous acts that have gone through there, from Aerosmith to, you know, Dokken to so many, you know, really good rock and roll bands over the, you know, over time. And then I did go up several years ago. They asked me to go up and I did Lizzie Borden. And if anyone's ever been to Lizzie Borden, that place is full of activity too. Yeah, that was really amazing. And there was people staying there that night. And, you know, we welcomed them to doing a seance and they had never sit in on something like that. And it was like a bonus. They just happened to be there when I was there. And then the Iron Island Museum, which I go up almost every year in Buffalo. And that has a ton of activity as well. Linda Halster is the owner of that. And I go up there as well. And there's a lot of activity. That used to be a funeral parlor at one point. So there was a lot of spirit activity there. And that's in Buffalo. So those are like the three main places that I can actually say that I had, you know, filmed or recorded evidential proof of spirit activity. And some of it quite scary, actually, to participants that were there. Yeah.
No, but that's so interesting. And I wanted to, again, I was going to ask you just because it was going to be October, but I do like to hear other mediums because, you know, a lot of people, I think people sort of ask us because part of them is maybe a little bit worried that like, well, you know, if you've been somewhere and someone haunted you, like, is my grandmother haunting someone and she's not okay? And honestly, I find it's interesting you brought up the mental hospital thing because I find any place that I've ever been that I've had an experience that was like spooky or scary or anything. And I don't mean like going to someone's house and I just see their grandmother and then I'm about to read them anyway, because sometimes that just happens. But it's usually some place where people, maybe it was a mental health institution where people were abused, or a jail where people were tortured. You know what I mean? Like, there's usually a lot of like really bad tragedy connected to it, or but that's not always a rule either, because I have to be honest, like I live in Manhattan, so I'm downtown by the World Trade Center, you know, quite a bit. It's just part of the city. And I never really feel anything. Like, I don't, not to get off on a tangent, but you know, it's not like a hard and fast rule. If something bad happens, someone's going to get stuck somewhere. Or, you know what I mean?
I agree with that.
I think it's very personal to this, the person's soul. You know what I mean?
Like, it's interesting, Joe, that you mentioned New York City, because I was hanging out in the Village since I was like 16. Mm-hmm. And the place, even as a teen, that I always felt that had a lot of energy was Washington Square Park.
Oh my God, me too. I can't.
Oh my God.
I wish everyone could see me have the chills right now. Crazy there. The energy's insane there.
That's right. Yeah. And you know, that used to, I mean, I guess you can go back through documents and whatever, but they always said that that place was like a potter's field at one time.
Yes, it was. Yeah, I looked it up because I couldn't figure it out one day. I was like, why am I sitting in this park? And I feel like I'm like so overwhelmed by the spirit energy.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up, and I think I had a friend who was like a history nerd, and he was like, yeah, you know, I think it was during the Revolutionary War, maybe, or Civil War. It was used. Yeah. I think like they just kind of paved over it, and all the bodies are still under it, from what I understood.
Yeah. I was hanging out there when I was like 16, 17 years old with my friend Dave, who's now in Las Vegas. But it was strange because people would come up to us and I'm like, why are they coming up to us? And, you know, he'd always be joking, like, you know, you're a pretty girl or whatever, you know, but I felt like people just want to talk to people when they're in that space, like they're drawn to each other because of the energy.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we had so many people always coming up to us and we were like, wow, this is crazy. Like, we're like magnets for people.
Right. Well, you know what else happened in that area too? Cause I remember once I found out, then obviously, you know, your friends are, once they know you're a medium, they're bringing you all kinds of places and they're like, what do you feel? So we went back, this was years ago when I first started, and oh my God, I forget the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory. Am I saying that right?
Oh, sure.
I
think John Holland did some work there that's documented. Yeah.
Well, it's not too far from Washington Square, I believe. Like, I think it's like down the block or something. If I remember correctly, I think that was the place, and I had picked up on it and I was like, wow, this like
a fire. It was a fire.
Whole, like that whole area, like not just the park, but I think, or maybe, you know how spirit works. It's like it accumulates and then it just keeps pulling, you know, like more energy in. That's always how it happens. So I feel like maybe that's just that area of the city has some kind of paranormal, I don't know, thing to it.
Yeah.
So if anyone listening is interested and wants to go ghost hunting in a public space, go to Washington Square.
Exactly.
Might not get such great EVPs because it's loud and there's a million people there all the time.
But
cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's also Merchants. I don't know if you ever went to Merchants.
You know what? I actually filmed an episode of a segment for a TV show there.
There's a lot of activity there. Yeah.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty, you know what? I love old furniture and stuff. So they had, for anyone who doesn't know, Merchant's House is like, what is the oldest building in the oldest remaining house in New York City or something, right?
I think so, yeah.
And they have a lot of the original furniture. So it's like, I don't know what, it's like 200 years old or something. And the furniture is this beautiful wood antique. So I was just kind of like geeking out over like, you know, the interior designer in me that I wish I was. was loving it. But I did pick up on a couple of people who died there. And I was like, I thought it was a gimmick, you know? I was like, okay, most haunted in New York City. But then I got there and I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I just think it's a thrill to be at Merchants. You know, I was invited to be there and my experience was really cool. And yeah, so it's not a common place for people to go to, but it's definitely a place that I would say seek out if you can.
Yeah, if you're like a paranormal buff at all, you're just interested in it, if you're in New York City, go to Merchant's House. Really, really cool. So before we go to calls, do you have any other, I know you talked about the book. Do you want to say anything more about the book so everyone knows where to find it, what it's called, when it's coming out?
Yeah, so the book is called And She Danced by the Light of the Moon. It should be out by the end of the year, and it's self-published through Author House. And I'm very lucky, actually, Dr. Lori Nadel, who's a very well-known journalist and psychologist, she's actually, you know, doing the foreword for me, which is quite an honor because she's a very well-known author. and she's penned Sixth Sense and The Five Gifts, and she's been on Oprah a bunch of times, and she's just really dynamic. She was on Coast to Coast. I actually heard her doing an interview on Coast to Coast, and our names are almost identical.
Yeah.
N-A-D-A-L, and she's N-A-D-E-L. So yeah. We've become fast friends, and she's really dynamic. So I'm very lucky to have her, you know, do the foreword for my book. And a lot of musical people. I'm very connected with the music and entertainment business. So I'm very lucky to have those influences in my life. And then I'm also very lucky to be attending as a guest medium at Forever Family at the Grief Conference in, I guess it's in San Jose October.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I think I did it last year. It was great. I had a lot of fun there.
Yeah, Columbus weekend, I believe those are the dates. So
awesome! All right, well, very good. So everyone knows where to find you, and your book will be available on Amazon when it comes out.
It's usually Amazon and Barnes and Noble, and Author House is the publisher. So I think it's available on Hard Swift, and then I think ebook as well.
Awesome! Do you have a release date yet?
No, it's probably going to be close to the end of the year.
All right. Well, everyone, at the end, we always announce your website and stuff, so everyone can checking up. Actually, we're going to announce it right now. I just looked at my script. I'm actually going to bring it up. Okay. So for those of you who are just tuning in, our guest tonight is certified medium Catherine Nadal. And be sure to check out Kathy's website at www.dreamcentralstation.com for any updates about her book coming out, or if you want to book a reading, or just, you know, say hi. Well, we could do that too. Okay. So we're going to get to our phone lines. Are you ready to take some calls?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So I should mention, I'm sure we all know this, but just in case anyone's new here, we are commercial free. So that gives us a bit more time to take calls. And before we take our first caller, if we take your call on air, I will call out your first name and you can let us know if you would like to have a connection with spirit, and Kathy will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us instead, we're always happy to answer your questions. Okay, so first up is Nelson from Hawaii. Nelson, are you there?
Hi, aloha.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Good, thanks. So did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with spirit?
I'd like to make a connection, please.
Sure, I'm going to turn you over to Catherine.
Hi, Nelson. As I deliver information to you, I'm just going to ask you if it makes sense and just say yes or no. When I connect with you, I have an older man in spirit that comes across in a very fatherly figured way for me. And there's a reference to you, but a very strong feeling about family. And I feel like he brings me down to when you're very young, like almost referencing you as a child. So would you understand that information?
Yes, very.
Okay. It's interesting because the way he reflects to you, it's in like a very loving way, but almost like putting like number one around you. So I don't know if you were like the firstborn or the favorite or the only, because I feel like he's selecting you as one, like giving you like the number one in some way. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. And it's interesting because he comes across in like a very wise way, like mentally wise, but also like showing me like a lot of books and talking about like schooling or education was very important, and almost in a way of referencing you in like your path, like growing up, like encouraging about trade or your type of education. That brought you through to an adult. Would you understand that? Because it's a very heavy feeling about education and kind of molding you as you grow in regards to either career sense or work sense. Would you understand that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, there's a lot of love from the other side. He also gives me this feeling that you're like a vivid dreamer. Would you understand that? Because he keeps telling me you have like clear sight yourself. So would you understand like seeing dreams or understanding dreams yourself?
I do have mediumship abilities. I have messages from my brother-in-law on the other side. And my sister confirms the information that I'm getting.
That's wonderful. Thank you. That's wonderful. Yeah, he's giving me the feeling to, while you're sleeping in particular, so pay attention to the images that you see when you're sleeping, because I feel like that's going to open a bit more doors for you with this gift, okay? He gives me this feeling that you may not have been aware of this as a child, but he was understanding you to be very original as a child, and like you were very unique. So you weren't like the other kids around. He keeps giving me you as a unique or a very original child. And he keeps showing me like your brain, like how smart and how quickly you put things together, even as a child. So he just sends like a lot of love your way. And he's really like showing me like this powerful feeling around your mediumship and about your clear dreaming. And continue that, because he gives me the sense that these messages are really very healing. And while you give these messages to others, you're also healing yourself. Do you understand that, sir?
About 30 seconds left.
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah. And I keep seeing a J. You have a question? Yeah, I saw a J initial earlier when I first connected with him. So when they show an initial, it's either for someone in the family or someone close to you. But I feel like he gave me that J initial in a big way. Do you understand that, sir?
That's my sister Jean. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. So I just want to give you a hug kind of through the internet, because you need that hug. Okay. And I really appreciate you, you know, taking the information. I really hope this was helpful for you. Thank you again for your call.
I have a my question is, my father died on September 7 last week, but Doreen spoke with me previously about my dog, and she said I had a father figure on the other side who could be my grandfather. So I don't know who this message is coming from, whether it's from my grandfather or my father.
Oh, no, I felt like he was father to you, because your father was around you when you were a little boy. So this felt very fatherly to me. Yeah. Yeah, I'm very sorry.
So that's a very fine?
Yes, it's a very recent passing. And I appreciate you sharing that with the audience, because the more and Joe could probably also acknowledge this, that the more people we read, the more we as mediums realize that they come through very quickly after passing. And it just happens sometimes. And it's remarkable, you know, that it could be a week or, you know, in a short period of time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the afterlife, the communication and the validation of their evidence of spirit is really what we do as mediums. So I really I give you that hug. Okay. So I really appreciate you sharing that with the audience. Everyone learns with these readings.
I called for assurance for my mother, who's devastated. Can you give me a, like, an answer from him that he's okay, that he's happy?
Yes. Yeah, just the information that I gave to you in this reading, and the ability that he's able to see how you're dreaming and that you pass on messages. Keep paying attention to your dreams and that information, because you'll be able to help her as well with this. Grief is a very difficult process. Okay. So just knowing that he came through for you will help her as well. Okay.
And we do have to let you go, Nelson. I'm sorry. These quick readings, I know they're never enough.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We hope this helped a little bit.
I love you guys.
Thanks. Okay. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, very off to a great start, my friend. Okay, next up is Stephanie from Colorado. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine.
I would like a read. Sure, I'm going to turn you right over to Kathy, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Stephanie, how are you?
A little stressed, but, you know.
Okay. That's all right. So as I deliver information to you, just like I told the other caller, I'm just going to check in and just say yes or no. When I connect with you, I get a lot of energy from a woman that feels very motherly to you, like in a motherly way. And at the same time, I keep hearing the word sisters. So I don't know if she's referencing that she had the sisters or you have the sisters. Can you understand that?
Not really.
Okay, so hang on. So would you understand a woman in spirit that was like mom to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, when I hear sisters, it's either a reference that she would have had the sisters or you would have had the sisters. So do you understand the word sisters?
Yes.
Okay, good. And would you understand her being very close with you in life?
Correct.
Okay, good. She keeps showing me a lot of hearts when they do that for me. It shows the close connection and like literally like the kind of like knowing that this person loved you. She keeps showing me like patting you on the back. This is someone that would have supported you in life, like always encouraged you. She was like your cheerleader. Would you understand that?
Yes.
She keeps showing me like I'm walking out to a garden. I want to be with flowers. I want to be in a garden. She really loved the outdoors and she really loved home. She keeps writing the word home, home. It's like I'm glad to be home. There's like a big focus about where she lives or where she was living that seemed to be important to her in life. Would you understand this?
Yes, she was a master gardener.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Yeah. She keeps talking about whatever happens to her in kind of a medical way. She's showing me symbols that would be connected to medication or a diagnosis. She gives me a feeling that there was a bit of trying to figure this out, or there was a bit of trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. She wasn't well, if you would understand this. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like she doesn't understand what's happening as it starts happening. It seems to kind of get away from them in some regard. It takes on its own path, this illness. It's like they couldn't come back and correct everything. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, she keeps, you know, she talks about time. She gives me this feeling of like everyone was aware that things weren't right, but at the same time, she gives me a feeling that her passing really kind of took everyone by surprise. So it's like she left quicker than people thought. Do you understand that?
I'm a little confused about that one.
Okay. She just gives me this feeling that the passing seemed unexpected, even though people knew she wasn't well. So there's something about the timing of it, which either takes people by surprise or we don't think that it's going to happen that quickly. But she gives me like a little bit of a surprised feeling by that. Could you understand that a bit better now?
Not really.
Okay, I may be misinterpreting that. She does show me an M initial for someone in the family, first name with an M. Do you understand that?
I had a friend by the name of Margie that passed. That was a year or two ago.
Would your mom have known her, though?
About a minute left.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like she's mentioning an M for a first name of someone in the family. That's how she shows it to me, because she puts it next to her in some way. She keeps giving me this pat on the back feeling for you, and she's very much aware of what you're doing right now. It's like you're still taking care of people right now, and she wants to send you support with that. She gives me that feeling of like you're looking after people right now and that you need a lot of support, and kind of continuing to pat you on the back with that. I hope this reading was helpful to you. I know they're very short, but we try to capture as much as we can.
A quick question. I'm trying to sell my house so I can move out of state to be with my kids, and it's just not happening. Would you be able to tell me what's going on or if it's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's okay, because your mom keeps giving me that feeling of patting you on the back, because you need to take care. So when they play this tape back, it'll be recorded. You can listen to it again. She gave me the feeling of you need to take care of people. So that'll work its way out. Just she's giving you the support and the pat on the back. So Stay the course on that, okay? Because she understands that you have these other things to care for.
Thank you so much for calling, Stephanie. We hope this helped just a little bit. Okay. So next up, we have Elma from Georgia. Hi, Elma. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. So did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
A connection.
Awesome. All right. I'll turn you over to Kathy.
Hi, Elma. Thank you for taking the call.
It's Thelma, T-H.
Oh, Thelma. Okay, good. Yes. Okay, great. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for correcting me on that. When I connect with you, I have a woman in spirit, but I also have a man in spirit, and they come together. They're members of your family, and there's a big reference to you when you're a little when you're a little child. I almost feel like this is like a mother figure and a father figure for you. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like there's a reference to you. It's kind of a funny reference, the way they're showing it to me. I feel like they're picking you up as a child and putting you on stage. And they keep giving me this feeling of like wanting to be entertained by you. And they keep giving me this feeling of like you brought them a lot of joy in the family. But the families, the sides of the family feel very, very different from me. So your mother's side of the family and your father's side of the family feel really different. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Yeah. And do you understand that feeling of wanting to celebrate with you or entertain with you or pick you up and put you on the stage? It's just a lot of joy that they received from you, even as a little child. And it's interesting because your mom keeps talking about like tap dancing or somebody that was known for like dancing. So could you understand that?
Somebody was known for dancing.
Like tap dancing or dancing, because she keeps showing me like she was hitting the floor, like tap dancing or dancing. Could you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, my good. She also, she's putting like records on the record player. They bring up music in a very big way. So your home when you were younger either was filled with music or they really opened their life to music. And the father figure for you, somebody is either smoking a pipe or smoking a cigar, but I keep saying rings of smoke. So would you understand someone in the family that was known for smoking?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. They keep circling around you. So I don't know if you were the oldest or the only, but there's a very big prominence about you and your position in the family. Your mom gives me this feeling that you were like right by her side. So you must have been like her little sidekick. Would you understand that?
Well, we were close.
Yeah. Yeah, but even as a child, she gives me this feeling that you were her sidekick, like someone tagging around with mom there, you know? And your dad just talks about vehicles or cars. So someone he knew either worked on cars or like took care of cars, because I feel like he wants to talk about vehicles in some kind of a big way. Would you understand that?
No.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I just feel like there's a reference to cars. Would you understand someone having an R initial?
An R initial? Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. So you'll just have to... Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, you'll have to make some notes of the things that didn't click, like the vehicle connection, because it feels like some kind of a big reference in regards to that. And he talks about son. So would you understand a reference to son? Is he doing that for you? Are you the one that has the son?
Yes, I have a son.
Yeah, yeah, because he mentioned son to me, and he gives me like a big feeling with that, okay? And he keeps saying like, you've been so smart with how you followed your path in life. He's very proud of you, okay? And he keeps showing me like morals and judgments and decisions, and he had like a very big feeling about those things, and he keeps giving me the idea that you followed that path and he's very proud of you. And especially in your way of mothering, children, because he gives me that such a big, important, but a prideful feeling. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
It's interesting because your mom gives me this big hug, and she gives me this feeling of like you struggle with some stubbornness around you. Would you understand that? It's not you, but it's someone around you being very stubborn right now, and you really are having a hard time with that. Would you understand that?
About a minute left.
Yeah.
She's giving you a lot of support from the other side, and she just gives me this feeling of like you're not alone, and this feeling of this struggle with someone's stubbornness. Don't feel so alone. You know, the other side is closer than you think, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Thelma. I know this time goes so fast.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much.
I was wondering, you don't see anybody, like my sister, you said my sister Red passed away.
Oh, yeah. Well, they showed me the initials, so there's a reference to that. When they show me initial, they'll show it to me that it's like in the family. So by her doing that, it's this validation that she's naming. So if she's, you know, I it's how they show it to me. So if she does that, then it's an acknowledgement to your sister. You and your sister would have been very, very different. That's how she shows it to me. Would you understand that?
Kind of.
Like personality wise. The way she shows it to me.
Yeah, she was asleep when I wasn't asleep.
Wow. Well, I give you a hug over the internet, okay?
All right, then.
All right. Thank you. Take care, Thelma.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
These readings go so fast, Joe. I know, right?
I know. I always feel so bad, even when I was a guest on the show, because I would try to get to so much, and it's like, we have like 5 minutes, you know, it's so hard to get to everything, but we try. we do our best.
Oh, yeah. But I think the questions that the callers have is really important, you know, that we're able to connect with those that step forward, and we want to be able to connect with everyone on the other side. And that's why sometimes... Spirit will mention another family member, but that other family member doesn't come through in the reading. And right. I always tell clients that it's an acknowledgement of their passing, but also an acknowledgement that they're together. That's an important point. And that's why I'm glad that she mentioned that her sister is the R and she had passed away too, because it's, you know, it just proves that they're kind of all together there in some way.
Right, one big party, as they always tell me, right?
Exactly.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. We have Pam from Nevada. Hi, Pam.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. So, Pam, did you want to have a reading, or did you have a question for us?
I'd love to have a reading, please.
Okay, cool. Mini reading it is.
Hi, Pam. Thank you for taking the call tonight. Hi. When I connect with you, I have a man in spirit, and I feel like he comes across as dad to you. So would you understand a man being like dad to you?
My father's still alive. So
yeah, this is a man that's like dad to you. So would you understand someone in your life that was like a father figure to you?
Maybe a bit, you know.
Okay. So let me just give you a little bit more information. This is an acknowledgement to knowing your family, this person, and he also talks about you being a younger girl or being younger in the family, like when you were a child. So this would have been someone that would have seen you grow. And it's a kind of like a connection with your father's side of the family. So would you understand your father having like a brother?
Yes.
And your father's brother would be passed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. They come across the way they come across. So I'm going to keep going a bit with this to see if you can acknowledge that. He would remember you as a child, or he would have witnessed you growing up as a child, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I feel like he's referencing your mother's side of the family in a big way. There's like a very different vibe with your mother's side of the family. And it's like if your parents didn't get together in a dating sense, the families probably wouldn't have kind of hung out. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, I believe it too, because the way you're showing it to me, it's like the families kind of had to like learn each other or get to know each other in that way. And he keeps like pointing to you in a very like teacherly way. Whatever you did in your life, he keeps giving me this like, you've been able to teach or show or impact people. And he's very, very proud of you. He keeps putting the word caretaker under you. So I don't know if you've done that several times in your life, but he keeps giving me this feeling of gratitude from the other side that you've really kept people together or really kept people taken care of. And he keeps doing that for you in a very big way. So could you understand that?
I do.
Yeah. And he keeps talking about, kind of like things that kind of have happened in the family, because he kind of skips around it in a way that some people in the family have had it much harder than other people, and that there's been some sort of stress that have kind of skipped around in the family. So not everyone has had the same experience in the family, and he keeps saying that some of that has not been fair. Do you understand what he's referencing?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because he brings it up in a way, that's why he's so proud of you and so grateful of you, because even though everyone has had different experiences, especially with medical, some people have had some medical things that have hit them hard. And it keeps going back to you in a way that you've kept people together or you've kept people somehow taken care of. And it brings it back to a big feeling of gratitude with you. And it keeps saying, like, if it wasn't for you, some of these people wouldn't have been able to keep up. Do you understand what he means by that?
I suppose. Yeah, I've never really thought of myself like that, but yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, because he's putting a lot of this in front of you. It's like he's presenting you with like an award. So even though you may not see yourself that way in that reflection, that's why I never know, like I let them do the talking, because you really need to know that you really have been that impactful to people. And that's why there's that acknowledgement that you've really been able to keep the family together in some sort of way. The medical piece feels very important. And that feels like to be one of the bigger strengths, that you've been able to get people through medical events or medical stressors. And he circles around you and he keeps talking about, like, don't be afraid of the changes that are coming up. So he gives me this awareness that you're preparing for changes in your life, or you're preparing to move your life forward in a very changeable way. So would you understand what that message is about?
About 30 seconds.
I do. Yes.
Yeah. So don't worry about that. Don't stress about that. Kind of, you know, let it kind of go in the direction it should, because he gives me like a lot of strength around you. You really have a lot of inner strength. So don't be too worried about that. It'll work its way out. I know these readings are okay. So quick, you know, but there is a lot of acknowledgement for what you've been able to do for the family and a lot of gratitude. So I give you a hug over the internet.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate this. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Pam.
And thank you. Good night.
You're welcome. Good night.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Like rapid fire tonight, right? Okay. Next up, we have Janine from Maine. Hi, Janine.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Okay, good. So, Janine, did you want to have a mini reading or did you have a question for us?
I'd like a mini reading, please.
Okay, you got it.
Hey, Janine, thank you for calling in. When I connect mm-hmm. with you, I get a feeling of a lot of spirits around you, but also the same thing is like this feeling of awareness of spirits around you. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So it's like you're kind of connected with the spirit world yourself. And I keep getting connected to, a woman in spirit. And I have actually two women in spirit. For some reason why I want to connect them together. So one of them feels very motherly-like, but the other one feels like she's like a sister. And I don't know if I'm getting that correctly, but I feel like I have two women that come together in that way. So can you understand the one that feels motherly to you?
Not really. I mean, possibly. My mother still lives, but I could have a somebody that,
Okay, because one of them comes through as very motherly to you, and then there's another woman that sits close to her, which makes me feel like she's like a sister to her. So can you place that?
Not really.
Okay, so let me just connect with this woman who feels motherly, and we'll see where we're going to go with that, okay? This is a woman that would have known you in life. And the awareness of you with spirit comes from her. So it's like you understand spirit, or you also can connect in like a mediumship or that kind of a message way. So would you be aware of that for yourself?
Oh, wow. It wouldn't be like a reverse role. Like, would she definitely be a mother? She's definitely coming through as a mother.
She feels motherly to you, but if you say your mother's still living, this would be someone that you would have known that would have been like motherly or looking kind of at you in like a protective way that a mother would. So would you understand that?
Yeah. I mean, does an age, like, do you have like an idea of age of that person? Like, I mean, like,
I think, I don't know, Joe, I'll default to you because I don't know. I mean,
That's all right. No.
I'll tune in. Sometimes it's hard with these fast readings. Okay. So Janine, I don't know, you know, sometimes, but two mediums will pick up on two different people just because that's just how it happens. You have somebody, I hate to be so general, but I kind of feel like I'm getting a younger person on the other side. So would you know who that might be? Okay. Do you have a child?
My daughter.
Okay. Got it. Cause I immediately felt like I had younger. Your daughter would be who's coming through, but I do see her with this older woman. So Janine, is your father's mother passed?
Yes.
Okay, and did you know her to be, like, what I would say, like, a little witchy? Like, I don't know if she read cards or had dreams or possibly was even, like, kind of spiritual.
I really didn't. I didn't really know her very well, to be honest with you.
Okay, got it. So she's also giving me a name like yours. So I know you're Janine, but is there another, like, Jen, Jenny, Jeannie, anybody like that? Or your name again, even?
That's my mother who's still alive.
Is Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. So she's just acknowledging her mom. And your grandmother, I know you didn't know her very well, but she's acknowledging being with your daughter. Now, I get your daughter pretty young, the way that your daughter's energy comes
through. It could be my husband's mother. It could be my husband's mother, because she was like a mother to me, you know? So that kind of makes sense, okay?
There we go. Okay. So, you know, sometimes too, when we do readings, if we have someone younger, we'll sort of get the, I know for me, I get the generations confused. So please know she'd be with her grandmother. And it would make even more sense to me if your mother-in-law were bringing up your mom, because it's a grandmother here to your daughter. Your daughter keeps stressing how young she was. So was your daughter like very, very young when she passed?
She was 10.
Okay. That's very young. I'm so sorry about that. Do you know why your daughter showed me the number 6 or the month of June?
June 6th.
Your daughter said to me the animals. So was there a trip to like the zoo in June or something? Or I don't know where I'm supposed to go with that.
June 6th. Boy, I don't know.
It's June either the month 6th. Of June or the
really
6th
know.
Of, or like the 6th of a month. But she keeps saying animals to me. So I don't know if someone has like a dog that was born in June or got a dog in June, or you just got to ask and think about it if you can. I know it's a lot to kind of remember.
Okay.
you know, yeah. in the moment on the radio with everyone listening, but just please keep that there.
That's okay.
Please know that your daughter is okay. She told me that that's the main thing that she needs you to know. And has anyone done anything with art, like either to yeah. kind of like through therapy for therapy or for grief? Like, do you paint or something, or have you done anything like that?
Yeah, it's, my daughter drew, and yeah,
oh, she drew okay. a lot. But, yeah. So your daughter used to do you?
And I have a non-profit foundation in her honor that it shares her artwork. Yes.
There we go. Yes. Okay. Got it. Cause I feel like there was something like therapeutic about the art. I will take that.
Yep.
I do see you working with an artist or something though. I know it's sharing your daughter's art. But
I just wrote a book, if that helps. I don't know if that
is there going to be like illustration in the book?
Yes. Her illustrations in the book. Yes.
I will take that, but they may want you to do something with an illustrator to like, tie stuff together. You'll see. There's some connection mm-hmm. to that.
Yeah. Okay.
I know a lot of little kids like animals, but your daughter keeps telling me to talk about animals with you. Was she like big into, I don't know, like animals or something? Or I don't know what I'm missing here.
Yeah, she did. She loved everybody and animals too. Yes. Yes.
I will take that.
I have a dog. Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. I can kind of tie that in, I think.
Yeah, okay, yeah. As long as you can. And not to be a pain in the butt, but the dog's birthday is not June or on the 6th, or you didn't get the dog in June or something.
Hmm.
It's okay to say no.
Could be.
It's fine. Just got to think about it. I don't want to pressure you.
Yeah, I will. I will. Thank you.
Your daughter said that, again, if we were in a private reading, we'd be able to, you know, dive into this a little bit further. But your daughter said that she knows that you did everything she could to help her, that you could to help her and to save her, is what she said. That's the way she put it. So do you understand why your daughter's talking about this?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
because she keeps saying that she knows you did everything. And so correct me if I'm wrong, but when your daughter passed, was this from a health thing with your daughter?
Yeah. Yeah, she has leukemia.
Got it. So now... Your daughter said that, again, she knows that you did everything you could, but she did show me opting to not do something, but she said that that was the right move. So I don't know if that was toward the end of her life.
I didn't hear what you just said. I'm sorry.
She showed me you opting not to do something. So like a treatment okay. or some operation. And she said that that was the right move for you, your family, for her. So please don't ever feel like if there was something that you were like, that you felt you should have done, maybe it would have had a different outcome or your daughter wouldn't have passed. She keeps giving me that wouldn't have been the outcome. It sort of feels okay. like, again, the right decision for her, like to give her better quality of life or however you want to say it. So please don't ever feel guilty. She also said something about, were you keeping a journal while your daughter was sick or something? Or because she'd make me feel like I could look back at, like, I don't know if it's a journal or notes or something, and it'll make sense what she's talking about. Do you know what she's talking about?
I actually didn't really, but like I said, I did write a book, so I don't know if that.
Maybe it's in there. You got to look back. There's got to be something Yeah, go ahead.
It does journal the history, you know, of what transpired. So the book does, but I didn't keep a journal at the time.
Got it. So you just maybe look through that, but she said like back through the notes, like that's how she put it. So that might make a little bit more sense about what she's talking about here. So I normally don't ask if you have any questions during a reading, but for the sake of time, because the show's almost over and we do have to sort of wrap it up.
The grandmother that's with her, can you give me any more information
her? So I do have to wrap it up real quick, but she just told me, she showed me doves, which always means that she's okay, and she showed me a ribbon. So do you know if she passed from some kind of cancer or something like that, this woman?
No, she had emphysema.
Okay, so for me, a ribbon is usually cancer or an incurable disease, so I may take that.
Yeah.
I may take that.
Yeah.
But Janine, I do have to let you go. I'm so sorry to cut this short because we're at the end of the show. But I do hope that this reading helped just a little bit.
Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You take care, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, have a good night. Okay, well, we are just out of time. So this, hour goes so fast. You're good. You did good. I'm happy to jump in. So please don't worry about it. But I would like to thank you, our guest Kathy, for joining us this evening. And if any of our listeners would like more information about your work or want to book a reading, is the best place to do that on your website?
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. So, and to just remind everyone, Kathy's website is www.dreamcentralstation.com. And of course, you're welcome, and you're welcome back anytime. I love having you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And I'm Joe Peretta, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me online at Psychic Medium Joe Peretta or joeperetta.com. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going...